In building any type of a structure, one must have a blueprint to follow. This is true whether we're building something small like a doghouse or something larger like a garage or a house. There must be some type of pattern or some type of plan to follow in order to build the structure right. The same is true with the structures that God has required to be built in the Bible. If you look with me in Genesis chapter 6, we'd actually find in verses 14 through 16 that Noah was instructed to build the ark. And we know that there were several types of specific instructions given to Noah, but I want you to notice what Noah did with these instructions in Genesis chapter 6, verse 22. We read, "Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so he did." Why was it that the structure of the ark worked? Why was it that it floated? The reason is because Noah followed the instruction, the pattern, perfectly that God gave him. Another example in the Bible is found in Exodus in chapters 36 through 40. There we find the example of building of the tabernacle by Moses. Specific, what we would consider to be perhaps even tedious instructions were given to Moses concerning the building of the tabernacle. And notice with me in Exodus chapter 40, verse 16. We read, "Thus Moses did according to all that the Lord had commanded him, so he did." Because Moses followed the instructions, the pattern for the building of the tabernacle perfectly, we find out later in chapter 40 that the glory of the Lord came and filled that tabernacle. God was pleased with the building of it because Moses built it exactly according to the instructions that God had given him. The same thing is true with the construction of the church, with the pattern, the plan of the church. There is that pattern, that plan that God has set forth. Look with me in 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1, and there Paul was writing a young preacher by the name of Timothy. He was a preacher in the New Testament church. And Paul told Timothy to hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus in verse 13. He said, hold fast the pattern. What pattern? The pattern of sound words. What are those words that we have? They are recorded for us in the New Testament. They are the words of the inspired apostles, the inspired writers, and the words of Jesus himself, which actually are the words of the writers in the New Testament, as Paul set forth in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 37. He said, note that the things that I write to you are not my own thoughts, my own feelings, but the commandments of the Lord. I want you to consider one more passage with me in 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and in verses 16 and 17, the Bible tells us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. We have all of the plan, all of the pattern recorded for us right here in the book that I'm holding in my hand, the Word of God. The words that we have here are so that the man of God may be complete. Who is the man of God? He makes up a part of the Lord's church, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. Therefore, if we follow this plan, this pattern that God has set forth, we will be the church of the New Testament.